So we are in Reish Samach Beis. We did really Sif Aleph last week, and we did the Beis Yosef on Sif Beis. It's not much. It's really going off of a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Lamed, really a Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses that the amount of time that it might take in order to do a bris. That bris could be at 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12 days, depending on when the child was born. If it was being a shmasha, so it would then be pushed off. And if it was Shabbos and a 2-day yantif from Rosh Hashanah, it could be pushed off a long time. So the Gemara there makes a comment that, oh yeah, and if the baby is sick, shall kol haguf, so then it would require also, it would take 8 days from when it gets better. So the Gemara asks, that's a shita of Shmuel. So the Gemara asks, really, what about, so therefore it would be like in the morning, like a regular thing. So no, it might be a minimum of that. It might be what we call 8 days from Eis L'Eis. So the Gemara suggests actually a question. The Gemara is not sure. But because it's a Ibai Delo Ifshita, it's a question that doesn't have an answer, so we have to go L'Chumra on it. And L'Chumra in the context of Mila, even though you can sort of have a little bit of a tension there, but L'Chumra in the context of Mila is Safik Nefashos L'Hakel. We're more makel on the, we're more nervous on the, on the side of Sakanas Nefashos than we are on the side of the mitzvah, and therefore we would push it off. So it ends up being that these brises that are not bismano could end up very well being in the afternoon because they are declared healthy by a doctor at some point during the day. And then the clock starts ticking. So there's got to be at some point 8 days later during the day. It's the same day of the week that whatever happens, same day of the week later at the same time as well. So that's the Gemara that this is based on. All right, so we'll go through Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Beis. So Sif Beis, yeah. Well, we did in Beis Yosef last week, and there was that shiloh there about if you get sick, if the baby sort of has a bit of a relapse in the middle. So when do you right? Yeah. So that was in the Beis Yosef in this Sif. So, and also when I left, I had finished preparing downstairs, and it was upstairs, and I couldn't go upstairs because the kids didn't want to stir anyone. So we're a Beis Yosef list this week. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Chola ein malanoso ad shiyavriya, that a chola, we're not going to give it the bris until it gets better. Umantinu lo me'es shenisrape michelyav shivas yamim. So you wait from the time that it got better from itself, 7 days, me'es le'es v'yaz malanoso, and then you're going to give the bris this. Medvar mamurim shechatsasu chama that it had a fever or something like that, that it was an illness that covered the entire body. If it was only localized, that its eyes were heavy or I'm not sure what that means, painful. Yeah, right, but I'm not sure how you like interpret that with a child. Right? The baby's not baby. Usually not identifying himself that way. So, kav muat, that are a little issue like that, or something like that, then you wait for it to get better, you have the bris right away. If it's a major headache, so then it would be like it is sick throughout the entire body. Okay, so that is the premise. So there's obviously going to, so there's going to be a problem here. How do you distinguish between chola kol haguf versus a chola ve'echad meivar? How do you make that distinction? I don't know. It's not so easy. I'm sure the molim would have a better rules of thumb to use in trying to figure out that distinction. It's a big distinction. It's a distinction whether the bris would be that day or whether it would be 8 days later. So the So I saw one interesting note here in the Pesachim with Tshuvos already that he commented that the baby is born, let's say, on Sunday, so on Sunday afternoon, so the bris is going to be a week later, Sunday morning, right? That's how we'll count it, right? But he points out that if the baby is born and right away, and I don't know how you figure this out, right away the baby has some sort of illness. I mean, if something happens right then, the baby is sick. And an hour later, the doctor comes in and says, we took care of it, everything is okay. So technically, right, he suggests that, that then puts the child in the category of a chola b'chol haguf, and therefore you would have to wait. Therefore you would have to, instead of counting just 8 days plain, you would have to count the eighth day, you would have to count 7 days me'es l'eis, in which case that would then push, potentially, that could push the bris to the afternoon. This is, he this also has right. It also would have ramifications with regards to Shabbos birth potentially. Like the baby is born on Shabbos afternoon and it's then sick for a couple of hours, and then all of a sudden you get to the evening. Actually, that would be for any day, but then you get to the evening. So then you wouldn't have the bris that day. Rather, you would have the bris the next day. You would be pushing it off because of that chola. So I don't know. I don't remember ever like thinking about as the child is being born. I wonder, like, are there any complications, like, right now that you got to sort of be on top of? But that is something maybe to keep in mind. I'm not sure how practically this would actually bear out or how you would define it. There is a tshuva here from Rav Moshe that he came across. That Rav Moshe tries to give it, let's say the child's a little bit underweight. So he's a very short tshuva here in Yoredei Chelik Beisif Kaf Chaf Aleph, where he says that if it only weighs a little bit, so yeah, I gotta ask the doctor. So according to the doctors say that it's underweight, so then it's prohibited to have the bris. In Srichan, do you have to wait 7 days from the Zman from that time? Or Shayalo Mishkal Hatzarich Lo Kedin Chole, Shnosin Lo Kol Zayin, Shamar Shmuel B'Shabbos Daf Kaflamet Zayin. Right? Does that count to say we're gonna push it off the full 7 days? So he says, I'm not gonna consider that kid sick. That's just considered weak. So weakness is not going to be considered enough to push off the Brit, to say you need to push off the, you have to wait for the kid to be healthy, but you don't have to wait for then an additional 7 days in order for it to be good. Aval, he says, Mistaber, Shatinoku Shehit Srihu Lios Be Incubator. Aleph Yud Nun Kuf Resh Yud Vav Beis Ayin Tes Aleph Resh. Incubator. Right? Shehem Nechshevu Cholam. That he is then considered to be chola. I mean, I think that's the rule we're going to use. I assume it means like the full. Like usually, when a child is born, they put him right away under these heat lamps and stuff for a little while. I assume that's not what he means. I assume he's meaning like a real full. So he said. So if that's the case, so that's already a rule that we're going to consider that kid to be a chola b'chol haguf.
This kid's usually premature.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So how do you?
So they're probably not going to get out in an hour anyway. From there, it's going to be.
Right, 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 right. Okay. So, yeah, I'm not sure how, when it would be used, when it wouldn't be used, etc. All right. So the Taz here also makes the comments. This is the Taz we were talking about last week. So it says the Taz, Re'isi in Gimel, Re'isi b'sefer bedek habayis. So I saw in the sefer bedek habayis, Shechiber habayis Yosef. If you look in the Beis Yosef, there's those, sometimes he adds in, there's a little bit in, like, sort of smaller letters in the Beis Yosef, so that's the bedek habayis. It's things that the Beis Yosef added in later on. So he quotes from the Rashi, the Mikom Makom in Malam Aso Biyom Hay, Lefi Shebiyom Hagimol Yish Tsar Lenimol. That we wouldn't give the bris on day five, on Thursday, because on the third day from Thursday, on the third day of the bris, that's considered this tsar to the baby that had the bris. The Ein Ligrum Tsar Biyom HaShabbos. And we don't want to cause there to be tsar on Shabbos. Lefiza Nira, period. Okay, so that's the starting point. It goes from the Rashba that if the bris shalo bismano would fall out on Thursday, so if it's bismano, so you do it on Thursday, just like you do it on Shabbos. But if it's going to be shalo bismano already, so then factoring in the fact that 3 days later is going to be bad, we don't want to create a situation where we'll be causing tsar on Shabbos, or that's actually all he says, each tsar. That's all he says. Nothing about malach or anything like that. All he's saying is it's going to cause extra tsar. So lefiza nira kol shekein she'ein lo, period. So therefore we're not going to do it on Thursday. And then the Taz adds lefiza nira. So it appears that kol shekein she'ein lemolu biyom vav diket tsar tvei. Right. That then certainly if you're not going to do the bris on Thursday because the baby's going to be in pain on Shabbos, so certainly you're not going to do the bris on Friday, because that's going to be more painful on Shabbos, as you see the Rashba and the Ramban. So the, what?
It's a little strange. It's the second day, because the concept was
third day. Right, so that apparently that's a machlokas. Apparently that's a dispute. So in the, if you look at, there is a star and a moon in the middle of the Taz, right, and that sends you to the Nekudas HaKesef. So the Nekudas HaKesef is the Shach, right? The Shach, besides the Shach also wrote the Nekudas HaKesef, right, against the Turei Zahav. Get it? Turei Zahav, Nekudas HaKesef. Get it? Okay. So, right, so that's specifically his Tainas on the Taz. So in my Nekudas HaKesef, it says, Din Lamola Biyom Hei Vavav, V'Leisek Moshe Kasef V'Shach Sof Simen Reish Samach Hei. That's what it says in mine. What does it say in yours?
Similar.
What?
Similar, I think. So I think the aim we will be young.
No, I just want to know where he's sending you. The Shaf, Sof Simon. Ah, good. All right. So that's right. That's right. What? No, mine said Reish Samachay. But whoever owns the Shulchan Aruch wrote on the side, Sarf Loma Reish Samachov, because he figured out that it must be that that's what he was talking about. So that's actually the last Shach in Hilchos Milah. What? At the very end of Reish Samach Vav, so there's a long, somewhat lengthy shach, Sif Yud Ches, which is the last shach there. Well, it's not that long. Yud Ches in the shach. Okay, so about six, well, I don't know if you have wide or skinny lines, but about, I don't know, I would guess a quarter of the way in, there's two dots there, and it says, Kasav is safer Bedek Abayis.
Oh yeah,
it's 3 lines down. Yeah. Okay, he says, "Kasev sefer bedek abayis, harash beitz or tash beitz, betshuva al hadatanya mafligin besvina pachos migimel yamim kodem hashabbos." That this issue of that one is prohibited, that is brisa, that says you're not allowed to go on a ship less than 3 days prior to Shabbos. Right? We've heard of this. It's a famous halacha that one is not supposed to go traveling within 3 days of Shabbos, and it's unclear why. So Shapirish Haraza, the Raza is the Baal Hamor, Rav Zacharia Halevi, right? The Baal Hamor. The Taima, what's the reasoning? Mishum Shehu, Davar She'ir Shar Shelo Yavo Lidei Chil Shabbos. Was it something that is impossible that it won't lead to Chil Shabbos? V'nira Kemasna L'Chal Shabbos. So it's like you're preparing to be Mechal Shabbos. The Gimel Yom Kodem Shabbos, Mikri Shabbos, because already within 3 days of Shabbos, already called Shabbos. The Yikani Yishlil Mod, the Aser Lamel Hager, B'yom Hei, K'yishlilu Hei Yavo, Gimel Lamila B'Shabbos. And that's why we say that you shouldn't have the bris on Thursday, because you should not have to have within 3 days of the Mila to have Shabbos. V'yitztarech L'chalel Alav HaShabbos. And you're going to need to be Mechal Shabbos for it. Right, so that's not what the Taz said, right? The Taz said that we don't want to cause there to be tzar on Shabbos. So I don't know if he meant the tzar to the baby or tzar to the parent, but either way, right, we just want to cause tzar. He's going with the Tashbetz and going even further. Now, I'll tell you why we don't do the bris on Thursday, because then you're setting up a situation where you're going to have melacha to do on Shabbos, and that's not allowed based on this Baal Hamor.
I'm not sure I understand the ship analogy, because you can just stay on the ship on Shabbos.
No, the assumption, the Gemara says you can't go on a ship with him, so it's not clear why. Right, so one reason is because you're going to be seasick, and we don't want you to cause that. That's one of the reasons given the Rishonim. The Baal Hamor is famous for saying, because you can't do something that's going to lead you to be in violation of Shabbos once you're within Shabbos range. Implying that what? And with the assumption being that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. That's his assumption. That's what he's talking about.
Thursday and Friday.
I understand, but you're going to be there on Shabbos. No, it's a long, you're going on a long ship ride. So you can't, so you shouldn't leave within, after Wednesday morning, because you're going to be setting up a situation where you're going to be in violation of Shabbos. Well, you're on the boat becomes your tchum. So that's not the malacha. I'm not sure what your malacha would be. But
you can stay on a ship on Shabbos.
No, you could, but the Baal Hamor is saying that you would be in a situation where you would have to do malacha. Not sure what that situation would be. A very cheap cruise line.
Something like that. They make you roll.
Right. Maybe something like that. Oh, it's not just this.
Ships like this.
It's also about if you would be on a caravan. So that already is worse. Like if you're in a caravan, so then you can't be. So you're setting up a situation. Well, I'm not leaving. Like, well, we're leaving, and you're going to leave you in the middle of the desert. Right. So that's also a situation where this comes up. This was Rav Salvechik has in the there's a book of letters, one of those Me'otzer Harav books. So one of the community commitment and covenant or three C's. I forgot what the three C's are. But it has a letter that the Rav wrote on behalf of the think it was on the article. No, he wrote a letter to Dr. Belkin because it was during the Korean War, and they were recruiting chaplains, and the Orthodox were considered that they weren't providing their share of chaplains. Yeah. They weren't filling the quota of chaplains that needed to go. So they said, the boys who were going to go said, we don't want to go. It's not going to be kosher food. It's not going to be this, not going to be that. We're putting ourselves in a situation. We're not going to be able to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. So the Rav's response talked about this Balamor. And it says that, no, you're going. You might be in that situation, but it's only specifically a Shabbos halacha. That's the bulk of his halachic response. There aren't too many like halachic tshuvas that we have from the Rav. So that was what he wrote. He's also famous in that a very.
So he allowed them to go.
He allowed them to go.
He wanted to.
So a very famous part of that tshuva is that he starts off by saying, he gives like this whole, like this small introduction about there are certain shilas that you get where you already know what the answer needs to be. Which is like, excuse me? Like what? Right? So it's just part of the, part of like the posix quandary, right? Is every shila you get, are you answering on a blank slate, or are you like sort of know where you need to go, and then you just sort of have to figure out how you're going to get there? So that's, he talks about that in that response. Anyways, so he says, V'chein tinok shechala v'nisrapi v'yom hei, similarly, a baby who gets sick and gets healed on Thursday, so b'shavis, mamtinen lo ad l'machar. You have to wait till the next day. So that's the Tashbitz's answer. It sounds like the Beis Yosef was quoting from a Rashba that you'd have to wait because it's Tsar. Here the Tashbitz is saying you have to wait because of this din, because you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, so therefore you have to do. So the Ein Dvar of Nirin, he says, I don't see it, says the Shach. Why? The Hadam Rinam of Shas Parakama de Shabbos, I had the Ein Mafligin Besvina. He says, yeah, that halacha in that Gemara in Shabbos, where it says you're not allowed to go on the boat, the Hainu, Dafkal Dvar Rishus, right? That Gemara explicitly says it's only if it's a davar rishus, but if it's a valid davar mitzvah, shaper davar mitzvah, it's okay, right? V'hu muska mikol poskim. Everybody agrees to that, as you see in Or Chaim Sim Reish Mem Chas. V'hachanami. Here we go, right? And here in this case, how could you say that we're going to aser giving a bris on Thursday because it's going to cause chil Shabbos on Shabbos, right? Ein lecha mitzvah gadol mizu. That this is a davar mitzvah. Ein davar mitzvah gadol mizu. V'oda akor charishbat sfirulei dehad v'chalin Shabbos v'shlishi lemila. Haynu yom gimel. Dafka, below Kodum Lachin. Also, what he's saying is it's only on the third day and not before that. Therefore, the Hashbeis say you can do it on Thursday, on Friday. Shakol Shekain, I came through the dining room, so that door was open. It's Tuvia. That's Tuvia. You went to the library to. Anyways, Rashi Shakol Shekain biyom Hashemi Mechal and Vekain Kasev around bePeirush Hamishna bZartenu Rashi bePeirush Rekiva. If he needs Tzarich Lorman to Mila Shalub is Mana Shachal beHei B'Shabbos Nidcha Ad LaMachar Shabbos V'Zeh Iyevshar. Right, that he says they push off the fire. That can't be. That Korcha had the Sanpek Rabbi as the Mila Katanimo Leches. Right, veLopachus veYoser Nolad Bein Hashmash. And he proves that it can't be based on low pachus v'yos here. No lebein hashmashus v'chal b'sheni yom tov shel rosh hashanah shel fiyah shas nimol yudbeis. Oh, he goes on to say that camp seems to go against that mishnah. But you're saying that halacha is saying that we're going to push it off the bris all the way till Sunday, which would mean that it would be later than it would possibly be according to that mishnah. So, really? Why would that be? Low pachus v'yos here. No lebein hashmashus v'chal b'sheni yom tov shel rosh hashanah nimol yudbeis. I feel the test vav. Here's the chashim. I'm not sure what he's doing. I gotta work through that. I didn't actually read that before. But he concludes by saying, El advadai, that filu mila shalob is mana shar biyom hei. But he says, even if it's a mila shalob is mana, it would be mutter on Thursday. He already disagrees with the whole thing. I feel opposed to the shriya, the yom gimel dafka docha shavas. Efshar the modu bazer, the mila shalob is mana, mutter biyom hei. The chachim midas rofa poskim lachin nira ikras. That's what the shach says. The shach says, I don't believe in this entire thing, right? We won't have the bris on, you could have the bris on Thursday. So you have the Rashba saying it could be on. That it can't be on Thursday. You have the Taz saying if it can't be on Thursday, it's not going to be on Friday either. And you have the Shach saying he thinks that the whole thing isn't true.
So, in the two opinions, one opinion is that it's more pain on Shabbos, so you should avoid Thursday.
Right.
The other thing seems to be you shouldn't do anything within 3 days of Shabbos.
No. Right. So that's what the Shach is rejecting. There's this Kashvit.
Friday would be equally bad.
Correct. Well, in theory, Wednesday should also be bad, right? Yes. Why is Wednesday not bad? So the answer is because the pain won't last till Shabbos. Right. That's the assumption, right? The three days are going to be over by then. Yeah. Yes. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on this page.
Friday, Saturday.
It's the third day. So no. Day one is the. So. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger also makes this comment. He says, "Shkas v'shem Arash v'sham Isa v'shem Hatashveit to Veda Kabayis Sayim Mimas Nisan Ad Lamachar." Right, it's until the next day. Harei De Lamachar B'yom Vav Mutter. He says that if you look in that Veda Kabayis, there it concludes until the next day. Right, if you look in the Sayim Mimas Nisan Ad Lamachar Harei De Lamachar B'yom Vav Mutter. He says, meaning on day on Friday it would be mutter. How could the Taz write that it would be prohibited to do on Thursday also? If that's the reason, so what's this problem? Or Akiva Eiger saying that if you look in the Rashba himself says you can't do the bris on Thursday, so push it off till the next day. Right? So what does that mean? It means the Rashba said, you could do it on Friday. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bothered by the Taz. How could the Taz say, don't do it? Well, Kol Shekein, you wouldn't do it on Friday. So if you remember, though, the way the Taz wrote it was, I saw in the Bedek Abayis that quoted the name of the Rashba. What did he not see? The Rashba, right? He didn't necessarily have the same edition that Rabbi Akiva Eiger had. Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, he himself said, the Rishon you're basing himself on, said explicitly you could do it on Friday. But the Taz says, I didn't see it there. I was busy running away from the Cossacks, and all I had was the Bedek Abayis, and that's all I saw, the quotation, and we didn't see that it would be prohibited ad lamachar. I think Bizman is that we don't do it Thursday or Friday or Shabbos, which is why, right, all these Brisim Shalom Bizmanos, as we talked about last week, all of them end up getting pushed off till Sunday.
So we do push them off.
We pass in like this Taz.
If it's not Bizman.
Yeah.
Well, we will do on Wednesday.
You would do on Wednesday, yes. Yes. There is an interesting discussion here. This, whenever we talk about...
Is that true of the gear also?
No, yes. Yes. Right, I did... I did see that comment. Although I don't think it would apply to a Tafis Dambris, I would assume, because it's really not a big deal. When you do a Tafis Dambris, if you're just doing the blood, I don't think you would...
So you could get it on Thursday.
In which case you could do it on Thursday or Friday. I would think so. You could also make the case and say that, well, this whole idea that it's going to be painful on day three, that's with a baby, but maybe by an adult things are going to be different.
No,
you don't know.
Have a proof against that.
Right. Avram was very good.
From Shem also.
From Shem and from Avram. Right. Okay, so you can't say that. Yeah.
It may be worse for adults.
Right. It could be worse. Okay.
If somebody comes and kills you while you're suffering.
Right. Okay, so the Pesachim Teshuvah here actually has an interesting discussion about trusting doctors. Like, what are we doing? We're going to a doctor and saying, new doctor, is the baby okay? And we're going to trust the doctor's opinion. Do we trust the doctor's opinion? So we're saying that the baby's really not healthy until 8 days later, right? So would we? So what the doctor says, well, what do you mean? The kid's fine now. The baby's fine. The baby's totally 100% healthy right now. So why are we waiting 8 days after that point? So he explains that Chazal was koveya this. Right? We trust doctors, but in times when Chazal actually was koveya a specific set of actions to do, so then we follow Chazal. We don't follow the doctors. So we'll trust them for figuring out when the kid is better, but we're not going to trust them and say, okay, so do the bris now. We'll say, no, then we'll wait 8 days, because that's our misora on how to deal with this situation.
If the kid was sick, let's say on day five, and the doctor says he's fine, you can do the bris on day eight, but we wouldn't do it.
So you're saying, it depends if it's chola guf or chola bechad meivar. But yes. If it's a... Yeah. He actually gives measures here as to this is from, he also gives, I saw here, he also gives measures in Celsius. So I couldn't quite figure out, but here he gives you both the Celsius and the Fahrenheit as to what's as some kind of here. 38 milos Celsius, shehem 100.4. That's bad.
37 is
normal. And he says, but 37.5, which is 99.5, add 38, dino kachol meachar meivarv. That we consider chol meachar meivarv, and that we would simply just wait until the baby feels better.
Where does he get this from?
Where does he, who, what do you mean?
How does he come up with these numbers?
Where do those numbers come from? So, Nishma Savram, Rav Shlomo Zalman.
It'd be an experiment.
I don't think so.
The Kenakas of Eliezer. I mean, he's quoting here. He's quoting
yeah, so,
from the same thing. Where Shlomo Zalman gave those shiurim.
You know. That's how they monitor who has got coronavirus or not. They check him out in the airport. They shoot a.
They're just seeing if he has a fever, right?
At their forehead, and they determine whether they have fevers or not. Yeah, no, but if they have a fever, that's what they pull them over the screen.
Screen?
I mean, if they have a fever,
they screen them for fever. That's the screen.
That's the only screen.
When you're traveling in an airport.
No, but when you get to the hospital, whatever.
So if you get the fever, they screen you further. I don't know.
How do they screen?
I don't know. I only know the fever part.
Okay.
All right, so in the Nishmas Avram adds in one more note here. Interesting that he says it's only applies to Shabbos. It doesn't apply to Yontif. Not sure, but and the people that he puts here in the footnote are the Ben Ishchai and Rav Avadya Yosef. And the Zocher Brist, I don't know who the other two are, but it's interesting. What? That this issue of 3 days before would only apply to Shabbos, it wouldn't apply to Yontif. If it would apply to Yontif, you could see this like going on for weeks.
Yeah,
right.
Problem
with
you.
Depending on when it would fall out.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, kind of interesting because if it's Bismano, there's no like no issue. You know, if it's like the versus Friday's day, you know, one would think twice about doing the bris.
Correct.
But if it's the Lobus Bano, then oh, yeah.
Right, so they're pointing out. So there's some kind of special kiyum about doing it on the day. Once it's on the day, so then it's. We'd be okay.
I'm just saying it's interesting.
Yes, I'm not sure. I don't think we came across what is like a real makor for that, but clearly that is there's a major distinction there. It's interesting in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says 30 days actually have.
30 days
what? Well, that the waiting 8 days. We said waiting 8 days after the child gets better, wait 30 days. And not only that, it's quoted the name of Shmuel, who's the same person. Now Shmuel lived in Bavel. I'm not a big Yerushalmi person. But actually, a couple of weeks ago, I was in someone's house for something, and they said, yeah, we're moving if you want. You know, I have a set of Yerushalmi there. Okay, so now I have a set of Yerushalmi. So I did break it off the shelf and found it pretty easily, because it's a Mishnah in a very short Gemara, so I was able to find this piece. And there quotes Shmuel that he says 30 days. So what do you end up, it's the same person, right?
After the kid gets well.
After the kid gets well. So this is an interesting point that it's the same Shmuel, right? The same Shmuel in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and one of them he says 8, and one of them he says 30. So we used to, so how do you pass in between that? So under normal circumstances, well, Safek Nefashos, we should be Machmir, which means you should pay 30 days. So why are we passing like one against the other? So here in the Nishmas Avram, he points, it was here, where did I see? I saw somebody made this comment that it is a, yes, but if it's Machlokas between the same person, right? So that means that you couldn't have said both. Means one of them is a misprint. So how are you then going to figure out which one's the misprint? So with that, we paskin lebasrai. With that, we paskin like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. It would be choshish for a shita in the Yerushalmi when it's the same person as the shita in the Bavli. So it's an interesting methodological issue there.
Does anyone argue with Shmuel?
No, in both places, it's just Shmuel.
Because usually Shmuel is, among us, it's all interesting. Well, 30 days makes sense for some reason, because they used to say Ben Kayama is 30 days before that.
A Ben Kayama is 30 days. 30 right.
Days, so before that, the health is.
Yeah, but we have a Bris on day 8, so how
so
do
if
you.
If we have any questions, like this, we wait for 30 days from the time itself.
Yeah, there's another a similar type of thing here. I noticed that the Torah Tumima that we why do we wait 8 days? So Gemara says we wait 8 days. Keneged the why do we on the eighth day at all? Right. So keneged the mother who was when the mother becomes tahor in theory right. From her dam. So the Rambam doesn't pass. But the Rambam says we wait 8 days because that's when the child has gained some strength. So the Torah says, why is the Rambam quoting that reason? Why does he quote the reason that the Gemara gives? So first he says, he digs up that the Rambam, that there is a Medrash that says that. So now you have a Medrash against the Gemara. So still, okay, why would the Rambam quote the Medrash and not the Gemara? So the Torah suggests, because the Gemara's reason isn't relevant anymore. There's no nafkamina to the Gemara's reason. There is a nafkamina to the reason of the Medrash. Therefore, the Rambam is invoking the Medrash as the reason that we would give over Bizman Hazeh.
The reason is the woman is tahor.
No, the Gemara's reason is the woman is tahor. The Medrash reason is once the child's healthy, okay. The child is stronger. So the give the. Well, he paskins as if, I don't know if he paskins as if we still have the base of Mikdash.
Well, I mean, he doesn't.
Paskins that he discusses it as if it's still halacha l'maisa, but
yeah,
still.
Right.
Okay. All right.
But the business about the baby being healthy, that's not like a discontinuous moment. Like, you know, if that's the case, why eight days? It could, you know, the baby's getting, each day the baby's alive, he's getting more and more healthy. Yeah. So I don't see why it's so special. About
as opposed
days.
To the 10th day or the 15th day or 20th day. So first, there is something about that some amount, that there's like a jump in hemoglobin? Something in the blood actually jumps on day 8 and is actually above normal and then goes back down afterwards. Mm-hmm. There's something about that. No? It's like what they tell you in like Isha Torah Discovery seminars. They tell you this.
I can't tell you.
Yes, this is like a famous thing out there. They'll try to track it down on what exactly it is. But apparently there's like a jump on day 8 for these babies with some kind of blood clotting, maybe platelets or something. Increases on day 8 before going back down to normal. So there is that.
But there are changes. The babies are born with a fetal hemoglobin, but I think it changes more gradually back to the to the adult form of hemoglobin.
You're saying the clotting may be different. So that would be
right.
More relevant.
So anyways, Gimel Dalid, the next couple of sifim.
Well, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. All right. So, maybe we'll stop here. Let's say left all my kids at home. They'll pick up me.